Good morning, 7:43 in the morning on September. September 27th. I don't know why I'm so hung up on August. Anyway, September 27th, this month is almost over, it's almost into October. Holy cow. It's a cold morning this morning. I'm feeling it in particular because I didn't dress up this morning. I just threw on an overshirt, headed out the door. Well, pants and boots and stuff, but no coat, no jacket, no parka. But it's not raining, so that's good. It rained all day. Everything is soggy. There's still water running in the gutters. It hasn't stopped raining that long. It hasn't been not raining for very long at all. The picture this morning shows the cloud cover quite nicely. It actually shows it better than it did looking at it. I was quite pleased with the way the photo came out. Some mornings are kind of flat, some mornings are kind of, so what? This morning was kind of cool. So yeah, today's Thursday, which means high school day. And I've got to get back, get this thing posted. I also promised them I would take another look at the first pavers that came back. They haven't actually sent me that many new pages, so I really want to see what they've got today to compare it to what they did at first, to see if it's making any difference. I've got one student who's really strung out over the idea of having to write a novel, which is interesting, because the idea is to write a novel. And she's thinking maybe she can get 20,000 words out of it, which is a novella, but it's okay. And my advice to her was to stop worrying about the words and start worrying about the story. And that if she does that, the words will take care of themselves. And the other part of it is that if she writes a 20,000 word novella, and I'm going to be guessing that it wouldn't take very much at all to add another 30,000 words to it, just because these people write, I'm not going to say sparsely, that they have a very compact, very compressed mode of expression that really a couple of sentences is actually a couple of pages worth of real content if you actually put it into novel form. So yeah. Speaking of novel form, I forgot I've got Brian Humphrey's book to look at too. That's going to be exciting. So yeah, Walk the Fire is out. It's up. It's been revised. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can actually get one that has correct formatting in it now. The preview, of course, is still the look inside part. Ooh, 16:56, just under 17 minutes for my first mile. Been cranking this morning. The reason, of course, is that I've got to get back. I've got to get some breakfast, and then I have to head off to the high school. Be there by 9. So, yeah. Also need to have a chance to look at these pages. So I want to look at them while I'm having breakfast. So, yeah, I need to look. They do a lot of things like, and then Bob told Mary about his troubles. Mary was quite sympathetic. And those kinds, and I talked to him about that. It's like, okay, and not to get on too fine a point here, but this is a great opportunity for you to show us more about Bob and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
And instead what you did was write a sentence that didn't tell us anything at all. I'm still working on point of view. Point of view is apparently quite difficult because they're having a difficult time with it. And perhaps as new writers it's more difficult because what I'm trying to get them to do is not tell me what another character is thinking, but show me what your point of view character sees that makes the point of view character think That's what they're thinking. And to not spell it out for the reader, there's a temptation for them to say everything, to tell everybody everything that's happening, and not let the reader actually draw any conclusions, not let the reader actually play with the ideas that are on the page. I don't think that was a particularly difficult construct, but it's apparently difficult to do, so we'll have to work on that a little bit. Oh, and in other news, remember I mentioned Sydney Swanson's Saving Mars. She got a Kirkus starred review. Kirkus quite liked the book. I figured, how could they not like the book? It's a wonderful book. And I haven't had a chance to read the new ending yet to see what she did with it, but apparently it was quite successful, so I'm very pleased for her. Very pleased. So if you've a mind, you can go pick up a copy. I believe I left a link in the sidebar on talking on my morning walk, so you can find Saving Mars over there. And no, those aren't affiliate links. Those are just direct links. I don't do affiliate linking. I just link. Probably should, but I don't. It's a part of what I've been dealing with is marketing thing. Okay, you go. I'm not stopping for the stop sign, so I'll just let you slide right through. Okay. This new writer on one of the Facebook groups was talking about buying advertising and promoting and the whole bit. And again, it's really kind of missing the point of social media. And I try to help them see that there is an alternate point of view to mass market, to mass marketing, that putting your book in front of 100,000 pairs of eyes is much less important than putting it in front of 1,000 pairs of eyes who really want to see your book. And that's their challenge, is trying to imagine a way to do that that does not involve putting it in front of 100,000 pairs of eyes and having 99% of them ignore you, which is ultimately what a mass market does. And we're not quite grasping the fact that we're not in mass market any longer. Somebody else talking in an earbud on their way by. So I was working with them. I did a lot of work yesterday on cover art. It was a great deal of fun. It was very frustrating. That reminded me of how much fun working with type and image actually is. And it took all bloody day, but I think I've got at least a fallback in case I don't find an artist that I like. I also put a project on guru.com. I've got 15 people who've put in bids. None of them are of the caliber that I'm willing to put on the front of my books. So, yeah, that's going to be... That's not bad for the first 24 hours, but we'll have to see what else comes along as time goes by. And worst case is I do my own covers and we call it good. And the Eastern Tern. I think it's really, really soggy. There's water on top of the junction box there. It's deep enough that the light breeze puts a ripple in it. What I did not do yesterday was record, and that was too bad because I should have. I need to at least get Abby her makeup lines, and I didn't do that. also need to check my Nook and make sure it's actually plugged in and charging. Last time I went in to do something, it was dead. I forgot to plug in my phone last night too, so that's going to be a problem as the day wears on. I plugged in for about 45 minutes and that's helped a little bit. I'll plug it in again when I get home. That'll help a little bit, but I'll have to make sure I come home and plug it in again relatively straightforwardly or I will die. Well, it will die. I won't die. It's almost October, which means almost Halloween. Oh my gosh. It was last Halloween that I put out Ravenwood. I can't believe it's been a year. Oh, that's terrible. I'm getting little comments from people. TikTok, TikTok. Little notices on the blog, comments. Little emails saying, hello? You said it was going to be out in August. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. My fault. It's all on me. And somehow that's okay. And the countdown should be 30 days. Should be today. I'll know in a little while. It might be 31, I don't know. I got a little ahead of myself in terms of counting down, so I have to wait for that. Ah, it's a beautiful crystal morning. The scent of wet grass, of damp leaves. And there are still leaves on trees. There's still. Most of them are still green. The aspens right there have little yellow edges on them. This one batch of, I think they're lilacs. One batch of lilacs has turned brilliant, brilliant red. It's funny because it's not every plant. It's a couple of clumps of lilacs that are red, and then there's a green one, and a couple more clumps that are red, and another green one. So I'm not sure exactly how that works out, but perhaps the ones in the middle are sucking up all the water. I have to reload the podcasts today, too, at some point. I realized that I've pretty much listen to every podcast I have on here, and I've got like 30 odd hours worth of sound, and apparently I've listened to it all, and I'm a little afraid to go back and look because I was listening to one episode that was near the end of the string, and it was July. I was like, really? I haven't updated this thing since July, which is entirely possible. You get going and forget. But we are listed on iTunes. I think I mentioned that before. Walk of Fire is out on Amazon. That's good. That's something new and exciting. I've got a new story coming out for Crime City Central, which will be probably the first of the year, by the way they go by things. They're stacking stuff up in their queue now. And I should have a story on Pseudopod on the October 5th release. Apparently they told the author when it was going to be out, but I'm not on the mailing list, so I guess I didn't get it. But Sleeping by the Fire story will be out on Pseudopod on October 5th. The scent of exhaust. Doesn't quite match the scent of diesel bus fume exhaust, but something about that smell. It's not the way it was when I remember. Of course, I remember leaded gas. Can you still buy leaded gas? I don't know. I remember the smell of leaded gas. Of the exhaust from leaded gas. I should rephrase that because I don't remember. I don't know that there's a difference in the smell of leaded versus unleaded benzene. Gasoline. What a dramatic view today, though. There's still this big crown of dark clouds to the north. It's a big sweeping arc of them. You can see white clouds up above over the rim. And there's some mackerel sky right up overhead against a pale blue. The sun is shining across it all. It's lighting up the trees, brilliant green against the dark gray of the sky and the horizon. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. If I thought the camera would capture it, I'd take another picture, but the picture I got for today is pretty good, so we'll go with that. What a day. Gorgeous day. My cousin Paul sent me some photographs from a long time ago. One is a picture of my great-grandfather Lewis. My grandfather's name was Ralph. Great-grandfather's name was Lewis, his father. So I'm a direct descendant. And it's easy to see the family resemblance even going back to Lewis. He's got a very similar face, very similar nose and forehead structure in particular. And I remember him. I remember meeting him several times. And I was never quite sure, because it was a little scary. I was never quite sure how to respond to him. The idea that at some place there's a picture of four generations of us, but I don't remember who has it or where it went or where that picture might have wound up. But I always found him quite scary. And going into the old farmhouse, because that's where they lived on a farm. It was always one of those very curious places where you would go and find things that you never saw before. Buckets of milk. And, you know, there's a business running in the farmyard. It was very strange. It was very odd. It was not something that I think a lot of people even remember now, because it was an actual producing family farm. My Uncle George, the George Sr., my grandfather's brother, Great Uncle George, had a farm as well. We visited his farm on several occasions. Interesting. All gone now. But speaking of gone, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and if I'm not getting on the ball here, I'm not going to get my stuff done. So talk to you tomorrow.